size motherfucker face card.
What you working with? I'm working with my face card. Go down, wrist, picking on a straight heart. Yeah, and I'm going straight hard, done with the cake. I'm a bun on my face card, I'm done with the cake. Beat it,
done with the cake.
Serving chicken powder like a pasta. On every dollar like a rascal. My daddy did it, I'm a bastard.
Oh,
I
got
a bug feeling, cut you like a brunch, nigga. Real swamp, nigga. Punk gon' make you jump, nigga. Boom, bow, two-step, DJ Unk, nigga. Huh? Yeah, in my black tee, I still trunk, nigga. I hear licks in my black tee, I'm still a gold, nigga.
It does. It's so fucking hard.
First time hearing it, I was dumping.
Not even the first time I heard the shit, dog.
So this is the part where we talk about we introduce ourselves or something.
I mean, yeah, we.
I'm trying to make
it. It's the supper. Episode 2, finally, we got it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
It's been a long time coming.
Applause.
I'm really hyped to do these buttons, honestly. I really want to hear what it was you.
The buttons do go hard. He said applause.
This is a little bit. We'll call clap.
We don't really want to clap for real clap.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get into it, straight into it.
The Grammys, y'all boys. Mm-hmm. What did y'all think about that?
I didn't watch it, but I seen some of the, like, after the fact, they came out with some of the winners. I feel like for the most part they got it right. I feel the way about Cardi, but I can't really take nothing away from that.
Yeah,
she won. I can't take that away from her.
Yeah, but I can see it, and I know you fucking with Travis Heavy too. So.
And Nipsey could have got it.
Yeah,
I mean Daytona could have got it. Swimming could have got it. And it kind of would have been big for Mac to get it. But I'm not going to get
it. Yeah, I felt a little salty about what they did.
So and Astro Rose, too. And like I said, like, I can't take it away from her, but I can't criticize her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you ready for me? So I didn't watch it because I just was like, fuck this shit. Not to say that I've watched it before, I still never watched it. I was just like, they're not showing no niggas like that for real. But I mean, that one year in Kendrick Lamar did do whatever. I still didn't fuck with that either, but it was cool. But anyways, now back to today's era. About the people you asked me about, the people who won, like how I feel about that.
Yeah.
Or just everything in general.
Everything.
So I did. I peeped when Alicia Keys did her little thing. I seen that on Twitter though. So I thought that was cool. Her performance. The people that won, shit. I also have a thing about Cardi B as well. It's just you gotta let that one be.
I'm saying you gotta let it slide. I mean,
you gotta let it slide. And I understand, but
and she like the first like. Female rapper
who won
a Grammy or something like that.
Either way, I respect the grind. Now, whoever the hell won Album of the Year, I don't know who the fuck that is.
Who
it was like, wasn't it some girl?
I don't know.
Like some
it
girl.
Wasn't rap.
It wasn't.
Is there a list of this shit somewhere?
So yeah, whoever.
You can probably find it.
The girl that won that, I never heard her ever in my life. I'm talking. I literally did not know she exists on this planet at all.
I think I know who you're talking about.
The fact of the matter is, I don't know who won makes you know that I did not know she existed on this planet.
I think it was just some white girl.
It was some regular ass white girl. They could have got Rebecca Black to go to get it if that was the case. Like, it just was a random person. But versus, like, all of those people that was on there, and granted, it was a lot of niggas that was rapping on that bit, but it just was like, they was just better. I feel like if I never heard you, didn't know you existed, then how do you deserve to win? Like, everybody heard them other ones. I know somebody heard something on those other albums. So,
let me know when you get the list so I can weigh in some more.
What did you look up? Grammy list?
No.
But, Grammy like, list. How did y'all feel? Like, when y'all saw the commercials for Alicia Keys, how did y'all feel about it? Like, so, did you watch it? Because I know we didn't watch it.
So here's it.
Okay. I tried to look it up on the Fire Stick, but it required a subscription or whatever. So I was just like, fuck it, Twitter got my back. I was just like, watching the important parts on there.
I just felt like it would be corny. She was singing jokes and shit. I'm like,
she was singing jokes for her, like
on the Super Bowl commercials.
Oh, the Super Bowl commercial. Yeah. So for the song of the year, that was "This Is America." You know that go hard. Fine. But I mean, the video made it hard though, so you know. Oh, the girl who won Album of the Year, her name is Kacey Musgraves.
I knew it.
I don't know who the hell is Kacey Musgraves?
I only knew, I couldn't think of her name when we were first talking about it. And then I remembered I watched that clip because somebody else said something.
Who the fuck is that?
Exactly.
Like, I've never seen her in it. This other girl that was in there, Brandi Carlile. Mm-hmm. Don't know who that is. She was up for the Album of the Year too. The fact of the matter is,
to interrupt you, what did Drake win? I know Drake took
home.
He won something,
didn't he? Dang, Charlie can't beat him.
Song of the Year?
Rap song.
Rap song of the Year.
But that's trash.
What was that? God's plan.
God's plan. Yeah, that was a trash.
Who was nominated?
Obviously,
I know J Rock got him one.
Yeah, J Rock.
Future got him one too.
Yeah. I did the new artist of the year. I don't even know who Dua Lipa is. They should have gave that bit to her. Because she probably would have, you know, messed with that one, you know. Ariana, she deserved that one, you know what I'm saying?
How do y'all feel about J. Cole still not getting him a Grammy?
I mean, he's
J. Rock got him one before.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think
Future got him one before Cole did.
Say that Future got, yeah, let you know that, like, yeah, Future got this shit first, bro. See, J Rock just got best rap performance now. I don't know what rap performance, what do they mean? Rap performance. Like, his performance was, like, how do you determine?
I don't know if his thing, whatever it was.
Like, what is Grammy? I'm gonna just look up what is Grammy's rap performance.
Category?
I don't know what, like, the criteria goes into it, but...
Because it's like, if you think about it, I'm just thinking the niggas is on stage. If that's the case, Kendrick Lamar should win, bro. That nigga entertained my ass. So, that's how I see it, like...
But isn't it... Couldn't it be for, like, lyricism and all that? But I don't know.
Okay, so, this is off of Wikipedia. Actually, I don't know, so continue whatever you were saying. I'm sorry, I can't
remember. I don't know, I just think what I have to do is like some form of lyricism or something, like your performance on the song.
Mm-hmm. But it's just like, how do you, like, I don't know. It was, the first one was given to Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff. But I don't know, I just don't get what it means. But in my head, it should mean, you know, whoever performed that bit the best. But yeah, I didn't watch it. I guess because I'm not gonna say I didn't watch it because of us boycotting or whatever, stuff like that. They're boycotting it, wasn't it?
I think so. Some people were.
Some people was. So yeah, I'm not gonna say I didn't watch it because of that. But I am gonna say I didn't watch it just because I really didn't care.
Yeah, I didn't care.
Like, I just really didn't care. Like, it's just. Now the BET Awards, I'm watching that just so I can see them do the blackest and dumbest fuck up ever. That's why I'm watching it. not to be like, oh, this shit is fire. Hell no. Nah. I know that shit gonna be trash. It's probably like the worst awards. The Country Music Awards is probably fire. We just don't know because we never gonna watch it. Yeah, but like,
I found it though. The Grammy Award for Best Rap Performance is an honor presented to recording artists for quality rap performances. But that doesn't really.
That is, yeah, for quality rap performance is what is considered rap performance. What the fuck? What, bro? The girl who just won Album of the Year, her album is a fucking country album, bro. Oh my god! Oh my god, bro. This country ass person come in and beat like seven niggas, bro. Who albums was off on? Well, we could Post Malone will be a nigga for the sake of the conversation.
I think I got it. Honor artistic achievement, technical proficiency, and honor overall excellence in the recording industry without regard to album sales or chart position.
So they saying that your album did not sell that much, but so whoever produced this shit is fine.
So regardless to sales,
your producer is fine. So I could have had
and
some
you rap, can rap
and you could rap, but like the production and engineer on this made it even better. That's stupid. I feel like anybody could have did that. You could have got Lil Johnny from the hood. Fire ass producer on the block.
Yeah, but not too many rappers got that award though.
True state. But any this shit, she a country album and she beat everybody.
Yeah, that's cute. That's great.
Y'all playing around for listen to that shit.
Oh,
you got that shit.
Okay.
Y'all better stop playing with her.
What are we talking about next?
Y'all better stop playing with her, bro. She coming for y'all.
All right, Mr. Melly.
Oh, the rapper dude. He sounded real comfortable saying them lyrics, though. So. But it was the flow on the dope. It made you not think about how this nigga is real, like, killing niggas in this song. But, like, you know, oh, shit.
Why would he
real like kill these niggas?
It just don't make sense to kill your close friends and then make it look like a setup. Cause he was with them when they got shot at.
Yeah. But I
don't. So why am I putting my life in danger?
I don't know if.
But
like,
that's me thinking of it. Like if it was real, like I wouldn't. But he might have his own personal vendetta.
Yeah, he might have his own thing. Right. That nigga killing niggas though, for real, when I'm playing around. We out here thinking, oh no, some people probably think it's just a song. Nah, this nigga is real life killing niggas out here.
People were saying that he wrote that before that happened.
Man, I heard that too.
He wrote it in 2000, it came out in 2017 though.
That, okay, and when did he allegedly shoot said victims?
That's a great question. I don't even know. I ain't even.
You want me to see when the shoot happened?
I ain't even like look at into the story. I just seen everybody like, this nigga is for real. Like, oh shit, this nigga is killing niggas. So I was led to believe by social media and the whole media world that that nigga actually did it. So of course, me being ignorant, I didn't say let me like look into it. And was,
was there another shooting?
This man was in multiple shootings. He definitely did it. There's no question about it now. He definitely did it. There's no way.
Hold on. Y'all keep talking.
No way.
Wait, like, what did you just find?
He said he was in multiple shootings.
Yeah. I was under the impression he shot multiple people.
Because when you type it in a Google suggestion, it says YNW Melly shooting last night.
Oh, this is wait.
And I'm like, what the fuck? This didn't happen last night.
Maybe they just
besides him getting locked up.
Yeah, they just were saying. I don't know.
That's why we never find it.
Yeah, but that's fucking insane, bro. I can't imagine. Nigga really living his raps.
I mean, niggas is hard, but it's just like. Nigga just put all the shit on the song like that. They talking about he basically snitched on himself.
Yeah. It was late 2018 when it happened.
He
had a specific
he good date. Then. He just did what he did in the song to make it real life. Cause I mean Cardi B, she bought all them cars. She can't drive. she was just like, it's just more stuff I can rap about. So maybe he was like,
he was like, I couldn't rap about this because I didn't have
things. He's like, I was rapping about it, but I wasn't like that. But now he's just like, let me make sure, it's just in case y'all do the Carfax on my life, you know that I actually shot these things. So like, maybe that's what he wanted to do.
He denied it. He said he ain't shooting.
That means he actually shot the things. Yeah, I believe it. Oh, he definitely did. But if Andrew was. He let that shit air the shit out of there. But I mean, if I was a rapper, I would probably start doing stuff just so I could be like, all right.
Yeah, I'm not risking my freedom, nigga.
What was the other questions?
I wanted to talk about Jay-Z's legal team helping out 21.
You said Jay-Z's legal team.
Them niggas are vigilantes.
Wait, what happened? What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
21 Savage.
What happened?
He's free. Bone.
Yeah, but what you mean is
Jay-Z and his legal team.
Oh, they got him out.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about a vigilante? Yeah. I don't say they vigilantes. That's the first thing you thought.
They got him out quick as hell.
So like they just started working on a case or something like that.
That alone makes hope to go on.
Yeah.
So what did they like? They just was like, "Oh, you free? He free, or like he kind of free?"
I think he's coming back to the States.
But like, is he like he free? Like he can do whatever he want. But he like, oh, I
don't home. Think he can do whatever he want. But he free.
I heard he they got him out and they dropped all the charges. And I also heard something else that though.
You heard that? Where you heard it from?
I didn't hear it. I read it.
Where you read it at?
There was an article about it.
Where? Twitter don't count as an article. I'm just saying, I just want to make sure that your facts was like, it was an article
from
a legit, you don't have to pull it up. I'm just saying from a legit, source, you're saying.
I'm going to give it
to you. Besides, word of mouth. So continue what you were saying, though. You heard, I can look it up. I can look it up.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I can look it up. Go ahead, say what you were saying. You heard what? I can look it up. Go ahead. I can look it up. Continue what you were saying. You heard that what?
They had supposedly dropped all charges, and then before I saw that, there was something that said he was released on some sort of bond. And then somebody was like, well, if they dropped the charges, there really never were any charges.
Just because they dropped them don't mean there were no charges. Because I don't know. Why would ICE just come pick up a nigga that is supposed to be in the States? That's not even their job.
Facts. But it's just, I thought that is their job. Are they supposed to,
the immigration. Now, was it a really fucked up time to come pick them up?
True.
Yes. But.
So, the people, this is from People's Magazine. It just basically talks about how he was arrested on whatever day. How the past 9 days was long. I should have actually read this before I started talking on it. Okay. During Savage, got a shout out from songwriter Ludwig. Who the hell is Ludwig?
The name sounds familiar.
Ludwig Göransson. Basically, they're talking about how everybody was trying to get that nigga.
So he's out on bond.
I think he's out on bond.
Wow, this is a very long article. I'm sorry. Wow. This is so. Oh my god.
So do y'all think that
I found out so much information? The Department of Homeland Security has known his history, has known his address and his history since his filing for the U. Visa in 2017. Whoa! So y'all trying to tell me, bruh, this nigga real life been here this whole time, and y'all niggas was like, fuck this nigga, we just gonna let him keep being free out here. Let the nigga run free, and then we just gonna get his ass.
That's about the timing is fucked up. Should've picked his ass up before.
I want to know why it was now.
Oh, okay.
And like nobody knew at all.
That nigga was living his life.
Okay. And they expound, the legal team expounded on his history, and it says he was born in the United Kingdom, and then he allegedly arrived in the United States at the age of 7. And then he said he remained in the United States until 2005, and then when he departed for an entire month, and then he visited there for a month. But isn't there a certain time after you're there, you gotta like be a citizen or something like that? I'm not sure how it works over there, but that's what they're saying. So he left for a month to visit UK. He returned to the United States under a valid H-4 visa, whatever the hell is that. That sounds like a bomb. July 22nd, 2005, H-4 visa is issued to immediate family members, spouses, or children under the age of 24. And then he has been present in the U.S. for almost 20 years, except for that time where he left. But he had no control of his legal status expiring.
That's too much.
Yeah, so his mama probably told him he's from Atlanta or some real shit. I'm not even lying to you.
Y'all ready for a fucked up headline?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Alabama veterinary. Shit, I can't even talk. Hold on.
That nigga said Alabama veterinary.
I thought that's really how it was gonna go too. I mean, okay,
it what? Is Alabama veterinary student arrested at a rodeo, accused of selling rescued horses.
So he went.
You have the rodeo selling ponies.
Is the rodeo the shit with the bulls?
Nah, that's just the beginning. I haven't like opened it yet.
Oh wait, what you mean?
Now take your guesses as to
is
what.
Is the rodeo, read it again? Read it again.
What the fuck?
A vet was selling rescued horses.
Uh-huh.
That's just the like headline.
But she a vet. Do they, I mean, how she got the horses? She was selling them at a rodeo. Okay, continue, I'm listening now. Go ahead.
She was arrested at a rodeo.
At the rodeo. So she was selling them at the rodeo. She was arrested at the rodeo.
And accused of selling rescued horses to someone.
So how did Carter ask though? That's what I want to know. Like, I mean, where was she hiding these horses at? If it was that legal to where she had to get arrested.
The point is, she was selling them
horses
to the slaughter.
To the who?
Slaughter.
What is that?
The slaughterhouse.
Oh, the slaughter. I thought he said slaughter.
Slaughter.
Slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse.
Let's try it.
Damn.
So that's probably what the thing.
Too, but. She probably rich off of that. You want that horse meat?
Yeah, that shit fucked up, though.
That's some crazy shit.
Hell yeah.
Wait, so because
when I first seen it, I was like, oh, she's just selling horses. Like, it's not that bad. And then I opened it, and it said, to the slaughter, and I was like, oh, that's fucked up.
He's like, damn.
Y'all know how in school they used to tell us that.
Guess what color her skin was?
Why? Boy, there's no niggas in Alabama. I've been there. There's no niggas in Alabama would fucking do that, bro. No, them niggas horses, nigga. I'm not going over there. What you talking about? Hell fucking no.
So
maybe some country guys Alabama niggas, but not even still, bro.
She had a 13 count indictment.
She in jail, Jeff.
50 missing horses.
She in jail, Jeff.
From 6 states.
Oh, yeah, she's in jail, Jeff, bro.
Yeah, I don't know how much time she's doing it, but she deserves it.
So is glue really made out of horses?
I've heard that. I don't know.
You said it's what now?
Glue.
I've always heard it.
Nobody ever told me if that was true or not.
Wait. Glue? Is made out of horses.
Like bones and shit.
Y'all niggas is lying.
Alright.
Don't look it up. I don't even want you to, I don't even want you to put it on your phone, bro. Don't even put it on your phone, bro. You trying to tell me these niggas is making horses out of glue?
You mean glue out of horses?
I mean, you know.
I'm sorry.
Right. We're just not going to let me talk about the rest of the thing no more.
I'm sorry. I really caught that. But okay. Yeah, that's what I used to be told. And I always ask people, and I would never get an answer.
That's trash.
Look through that.
Dead space. It's time for another headline.
Go ahead, brother. Let's go, brother.
This is it, like a bomb.
He said it's time for another one.
I thought you was gonna read a list of them anyway.
I mean, I got screenshots of them.
Oh.
At least I thought I did. Oh, Blueface got arrested on gun charges. That was a little while back.
Oh, I thought I was.
Right. Okay, what the fuck when that happened?
It happened on the 3rd.
That nigga skinny, bro. All this, I guess I'm skinny too. But I'm finna get tatted up and just be a rapper, bro. A skinny tatted rapper. That's what they like, bro. That shit getting hard. That nigga's hard. And I'm gonna wear me one of them chest plate carrying things that got you all the pockets in it that you can carry shit in. Like the fanny packs, but that go like
the utility vest.
The utility vest. That's such a great name.
That's what they call them.
That's what they call them? Yeah. Oh. I thought it was like a chest plate thing type shit. I don't know.
I mean, if it's just like a vest with pockets.
Oh. Those shit's kind of hard though. It looks like you got guns in there though.
You might, shit.
You might have guns in there for real.
Anything else happening? Anything happening? Y'all daily lives? You don't want to talk about?
You said anything.
I ran out of topics.
You said any lives.
Anything happening in y'all's daily lives?
You know, police was in the street the other day, and I just was scared for my life, which is bad. Go ahead.
Definitely bad. But as soon as you started talking, I thought about how Lil Baby was arrested. How the fuck his face got fucked up?
Oh, he was arrested. Nah, he was eluding. He was eluding. He was just trying to run away from him in the car.
Oh, yeah.
But did he get caught?
But his face. Yeah, they caught him. His face looked like he got hit.
You know they're gonna throw that nigga on the ground.
He said.
They gonna drag him. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't tripping. I was like, they really popped that nigga ass up and was not seeing shit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long the chase was, but it was a little chase. That nigga chasing.
They was
rough you up a little bit.
Damn.
Throw you in the backseat.
So he like, he locked up, they won't let him out.
Not even. Or Bell, one of them, I forget.
Shit.
Did you ever do the headline? Was that the headline?
No, he said he didn't have.
Oh.
No, I was looking for some.
There's going to be a lot of editing here.
I mean, not really. Of course, I have to edit out the dead space, but it's not a lot. And we only been recording for 25 minutes.
Let's get started in here.
That could be an intro or something.
That could be you could just make a rap song, bro. But like make a trash one, not like where it's five. Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Let's get it started. That used to be hard.
Has any new music been coming out?
While y'all playing around, I'm still waiting for Offset.
Did y'all hear whatever he dropped last night?
Nah.
Oh.
Gene, he dropped some shit last night?
Let's go right, bro.
I played.
Bruh. This is rock. See, this is why I hate niggas, bro. I literally was having this conversation yesterday. It was like, bro, I'm just waiting for Offset. The niggas ain't tell me the nigga dropped
last
night.
Yeah, he dropped
some. I hate niggas, bro, I swear.
Is it on SoundCloud? Oh, Cash Pronto? No.
Offset.
That's not it.
Offset.
Did he drop it on Apple Music? Or was it SoundCloud?
That's why I see where it say Cash Pronto. Offset.
Red Room out now. I hope you enjoy it.
Offset said that.
Yeah.
What did you see this?
I'm on his Instagram.
The video is unavailable.
Oh, is he? Album out February 22nd.
Offset?
Yeah.
He said.
But he had posted something about Red Room at midnight. Red Room song and video come out tonight. My first solo project. I want to express my life, let my fans know a little more about myself. And
you know,
18
hours ago was today, wasn't it?
I can play it so the people can hear. Is it not connected?
That's it right there.
Go crazy for the cash. Green Lamborghini paper tags. Riding through the city 30 mags. Niggas snitching at the police with no badge. How I grew up, my mama with my dad. So when I blew up, I put her in the bag. I like to throw it when I think about the crash. Like hell when I hit the tree, I smell the gas. Looking at the sky, think about my past. When I used to kick a door, shoot you for the cash. Everybody hit the floor before you make me mad. Never had a nigga soul living too fast. Ran to the Lord, my soul to keep control of me, take a hold of me. Bitches ain't shit, got exposed by E. So naive, cold in the street, sleep on my feet. Money turn homies to zombies to eat. Miss my grandma, she was humble and sweet. I don't speak, let the chick talk for me. Check. I can't sleep, that's the tick in my retake. Hit the dope, make me choke, make me weak. Sip the dope, left the pain at it. Trying to get the money for a plan, it was dirty. Playing football, had to buy him a girdle. Getting locked up, running around in a circle. Brother caught 15 like he did a murder. Now my whole family hurtin', tryna see the light, but we couldn't pull the curtain. Nighttime lurking, mama said the street lights, but they start working. Looking at my mama in the eye, mama. Looking at me like a new person, new person. She telling me I need to slow down.
Slow down.
The pain don't go away,
yeah,
with the perk.
Slow down.
That was when the rap.
And then it just kinda.
You mean to tell me I waited this long to hear this nigga and this is what you give me, bro? That shit was not that fire, bro. I actually went to sleep, I think.
Yeah, that's
I'm pretty sure.
5 minutes.
I'm pretty sure I went to sleep.
February 22nd, Offset.
Oh, kind of disappointed me. You think he the best
Migo
though?
I would have to say.
What you mean here?
After Takeoff's last album, or solo attempt, I would have to say so. But we'll see when Offset drops.
Who do you think's the best?
I usually say Takeoff.
All right. So.
But I will understand if you say Offset.
So here's my explanation of what I think who's the best and why. Now, if we want to be like, okay, this nigga rapping better and he hard, I'm going with Takeoff. But listen, he not the best one. I think Quavo the best. Only because, I see how you're looking at me. Only because, as far as character, characteristics, expression, just fucking talking in general, I think Quavo has more of that to be more interactive with the fan and their environment. And plus, on top of that, he be snapping sometimes. He be giving you the hey, he be killing that.
put it like this. If Quavo and Beyonce, who would you put as Kelly Rowland? Take off or Offset? And then who you gonna have as Michelle?
Mama. That's tough. That's because, I mean, Kelly Rowland hard. And Kelly Rowland can slick, like, she can come at either one of y'all niggas and body y'all. Like, for real, she really want to. If she want to. Shit.
So, would Offset gonna be Kelly?
If Quavo, Beyonce, okay. If Quavo, Beyonce, I'm gonna just say that Takeoff is gonna be Kelly, mm-hmm. and Offset gonna be Michelle, but she gotta be Michelle, like, when she was at her hardest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? We was mm-hmm. like, okay, this is cool, but mm-hmm. towards the end, I was like, fuck, stop singing. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Because I mean, Offset was like, there's a time I was like, okay, this nigga is the best one. And then I'm just like, I don't know for real. But Quavo is like the Beyonce of them, though. Like, because Kelly Rowland, if you ask me, Kelly Rowland better than Beyonce. This is my opinion. Don't at me. I'm just saying. If she really wanted to, she could body bag Beyonce. That's just me.
Yeah, that's where I stand. Let's see if there's anything else. Ooh, what y'all think about that? Is it Jussie Smollett?
Jussie Smollett.
I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah, what about him?
What you think?
Do I think he got beat up? Or is he like talking about it too much? I think he's talking about it too much.
Do you think he lying?
Because
some people say he lying.
They only say he lying because he's still talking about this shit. If he wasn't still talking about it, then they wouldn't think that he lying. But that's the only reason why. So, but if he isn't lying, then he just needs to stop.
I think he got beat up. He got fucked up.
Yeah,
it may not have been for the reason.
For that, he's saying.
For the exact reason.
Yeah.
Why he's saying he got probably fucked
up. He probably said some slick shit and they probably bust his ass, huh?
I was just gonna say, so why do y'all think that then?
Yeah.
Because I haven't heard of anybody viewing it that way.
So, I was watching Joe Budden's podcast. Mm-hmm. And he was like, from the detail, because I haven't read it myself, but which I do need to do. Mm-hmm. But he was saying, dude was sitting around with a noose around his neck for 45 minutes.
Yep.
No black man is gonna do that. Gonna sit around with a noose around your neck
for 45? What you mean? Like, he's ready to hang himself for 45 minutes?
No, I mean, like, they fucked him up and put a noose around his neck, poured bleach on him. That's what he was saying.
That's what he said.
Yes.
And he said he got jumped by some black folks.
No, white people.
Oh
man.
But
make America great again, folks.
Did they have him bonded or anything?
I have no idea, but they said, from what I heard, he had a noose around his neck, which I personally wouldn't sit.
That's what I'm saying. If you free, if ain't nobody holding nothing to your head, threatening your life in any physical way, why are you sitting with that on you?
And then he said he was getting Subway at like 2 a.m.
First of all, here's what I want to say. First of all, here's what I want to say. I formerly thought that Subway was a great place to eat.
So
now, after realizing that their food is made out of, feel like it's, I'm eating yoga mat.
Wait, and here's the fucked up part. He was getting it, and like apparently after he got like fucked up, he like brought the sandwich still home and ate it. Like, they said they found a Subway wrapper at his house, so he had to take it home.
He said, "Fuck, I gotta take this nasty sandwich.
If I get my ass beat,
I'm not going to Subway, bro."
Damn,
and like
shit.
I have my sandwich, I'm not even gonna want the sandwich no more.
Yeah, you hungry.
I don't even fuck that sandwich. Fuck
that shit. Probably got dirt in it. They done threw it in shit. Somebody stomped on it a little bit. Shit, I probably stomped on it on accident. Like, bro, if you take the time to spit on my sandwich like that, that's real petty right there. That's real petty right there if you take the time to spit on this shit.
Then you take the time to stomp on your sandwich.
Shit too.
Then it's a hate crime.
For real. Hell yeah, hell yeah. I don't know. But I don't think, yeah, it depends on, like, what he did to, cause, I mean, white people crazy, I'm not gonna lie. But, like,
oh, yeah,
like,
I'm not gonna put it past it.
Yeah, white people. I'm not saying that they wouldn't do some shit like that, because they do stupid shit like
and
that.
And I'm not gonna wait 40 minutes to call the police.
To call the police, hell yeah.
Like, apparently,
or anything. Y'all
he called somebody else, like one of his managers, and then they called the police.
They got to kill me. I'm not finna get kidnapped by some white people, by no crackers. And then next thing you know, I'm sitting there waiting for you to kill me. No, you're gonna have to kill me right now, or I'm fighting everybody in here. And I'm gonna have to just die. For real. I seen Django enough times to know what to do and what not to do.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. But I don't know. Like, I'm not putting it back. Like, I'm not saying he did get fucked up.
Yeah, but yeah.
Clearly he got fucked up. Yeah, and apparently.
And when he was talking about what happened, he was reading out the paper type shit.
Yeah, so he was reading like,
why
did
you have to write this? If I got my ass beat, I'm gonna let you know, yeah, I got my ass beat, but I fought them niggas too.
And yeah, them niggas stomped me out.
Yeah, them niggas stomped me out. But what's up? It was four of them and one of me. So, you shit. I better have lost. Like, you know, I've just had something along those lines. But it's just like, for you to have to read all of that, then for you at the end and be like, I fought back. Yeah, I fought back. Like, there's no need for that, bro. Just say you got jumped. And I'm excited if you got beat up or not.
And I mean, whether you did fight back or you didn't, you still got your ass beat.
You still got your ass beat, yeah.
Chicago PD was like, we gonna press charges if this shit not real. Like if you make the story up.
Facts, like, I would too. Like, you wasted my time, the whole fucking planet. Now you think we really give a fuck. Now because we wasting the time to be like, okay, I actually care about your feelings type shit. They thinking everything, they're taking over. They're taking it overboard, like the hate crimes towards, like, gay people. Yeah. I don't know. But I think I gotta know why they beat his ass. We not just swinging on niggas for no reason. Well, they probably crackers probably not us. I
ain't gonna put it past white people, but
I wouldn't either.
They a little more timid now.
I don't know, bro. Sometimes they.
He was in Chicago.
True. So. It's different out there. It's probably they probably. What you think? You think they nicer there, or are they more evil here?
Not nicer. It's just like. I don't want to say stereotype, but the stipulation that comes around with Chicago and, like, the South Side and shit, I would assume.
The white folks are just like regular like, white folks.
Leave you alone.
Leave you alone type stuff.
Yeah.
Because here, I seen a video on Twitter. This actually, in fact, that shit was at fucking UNF. It was on the green and shit, like, got, like, thousands and thousands and thousands of retweets and likes. And it was this gay dude, and he was like, walking on the green, and then like the people that be like the, because you know, they have people, they got a freedom of speech area for you, since you didn't know, they got a freedom of speech little section, and there's like people from churches, they come out and they just yell, they just be like,
yeah,
I say I got on this Patriots hat, they gonna be like, oh, they say you're gonna go to hell if you wear hats, like, so
for real,
yeah, mm-hmm. T-shirt, and I swear to God. And so this gay guy, I'm gonna assume he's gay. He's recording it, and then the Jesus folks, bro, this white man goes and says, my gay alarm is going off, And at first I was laughing, because I was like, this nigga is real life Jesus folk talking about,
I was not expecting you to say that.
My gay alarm is going, you know what I was going to say, did you? Yes, he was brave to say that, like, my gay alarm is going off. And then he's like, you're going to hell because you're gay. But my gay alarm is going, like, this to be like, my gay alarm is going off. Like, I was like, bro, that's so stressed. Like, if it was niggas, bro, and you, if you would have been like, my nigga alarm is going off, I would have had to square with you.
Oh, wait, time out. So it just came out that apparently both of the men that attacked him were African American, and at least one of them is connected to the Empire Show.
That shit real then. If they committed to the show.
My thing is, Y'all that's, know how that's motherfucking what they, bad that's this what came out
in the investigation.
Is the niggas beat him up?
But I told you they not. They bold, but they not. I don't think they get beside themselves like that, even though they're.
Niggas. I don't think niggas
are capable doing of doing it.
I don't think niggas is doing it, bro.
That's what the investigation said.
It would be different if it was hired, but damn. Niggas.
Has learned new details about the two men police are questioning about Jussie Smollett's claim he was the victim of a racial and homophobic attack. Yeah. So apparently this is the official story.
He said apparently this is the official story. That's dead.
That's fine.
I'm finna get up out of here, guys. Alright. It's another episode. Society. Bitch. Gunshots.
Like, it's just crazy because I'm literally like looking at him, just press the button. And I'm like, oh yeah, this shit, we live in here.
Bro, I wish I could hear this shit though.
We live in here.